This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are a lot of signs of growing up, and one of them is when you stop blaming other people for the things that occur in your life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are with me. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Albert Ellis said this, and I paraphrase it. Many of you probably have said something similar, but he said the best years of your life are the ones in which you decide your problems are your own. You realize that you control your own destiny. Now, let me tell you something. The left does not want minorities of any sort, special interests, whatever you want to call these groups. What they don't want them to know is they control their own destiny. I don't have any daughters, but I would defy anyone to tell me, would you tell your daughter, oh man, you know, you are going to face a cruel world and men are going to get you. And if you're a white girl, well, you know, you got this white privilege. And if you're a white boy, well, you've got toxic masculinity and all these other things. Or do you tell your kids, look, you're going to face problems, trials and tribulations, as the Bible would say, and you're going to have to overcome them because that's what life is about. That's how you grow. When you're a child, people deal with your problems, the problems that they shield you from problems. That's what your parents are for. Society shields you from problems when you're a child. They say, that child's not eating. I'll feed him. That child doesn't have a home. I'll find them a home. That child can't get to school or can't do this, doesn't understand, needs a tutor, whatever. Society takes care of you. And then there comes a point where society, your parents, everybody says, you're out of the nest. The problem with government, the problem with Democrats, the problem with progressives, with leftists, with bonehead, moronic, idiotic people. I did say they were leftists, right? The problem with these people is they never want you to grow up. They want you to constantly have an excuse for why you can't achieve something, why you couldn't make something happen. Somebody, there's a boogeyman for everybody. If you're a Mexican, particularly if you're illegal, there's a boogeyman. If you're a Muslim, there's a boogeyman. If you're a woman, there's a boogeyman. If you're If you're black anything, there's a boogeyman. There's a boogeyman which gives you an excuse. And here's the problem. No matter what they tell you, at the end of the day, life doesn't care. They can tell you that. They can make you feel that way. They can pretend that government's going to take care of all your problems. I promise you, government isn't going to be there any more than the police are going to be. The police come after the fact. Government comes after the fact. And here's the deal. Even if they come after the fact, whatever crime's been committed to you has been committed. So when you finally learn that your best line of defense, your best line of protection, your best line of offense even, and defense, the yin and the yang of life begin with you. You're your best defender, and you're your best offender. And hopefully, when you offend, you are doing something positive. You are creating a company. You are creating a circumstance that is positive to your being, your well-being. If you're a defender, I hope you're good at it. I hope you've gone through the tutelage of having had lots of scrapes and scraps in your life. So by the time it matters for you, so just using my life as an example. There are many, you know, I fought from the time I was 4 or 5 years old. I'm talking about in the street, fighting my cousins, my brother, my whatever. Fought. Learned how to fight. And when it came time for somebody to, it mattered to me, a matter of principle or whatever, I was more than prepared. Much more so than my opponents. I'm not talking about in the ring. That's a whole other thing there. I mean, you obviously want to be ready for that. I'm talking about when it matters. Somebody that's like threatening your life or threatening to, it's something that could impact you going forward. Oh, yeah, I was more than prepared. There are many people out there that have had a run-in with me that went, that didn't go the way I thought it was. Prepped, man. And it was all those little micro battles. I got asked a question the other day when I was speaking at the Dorchester conference. Kevin, how do you handle microaggressions? And I went, oh, you know, where everybody feels like they're upset about this or that. I go, I ignore them. I hope I aggress you. I hope I make you think. I hope I challenge every sensibility that you have. And whether what the topic is. Kevin, one guy asked me about black culture. I go, really? So let's talk about black culture. What is black culture? Because black culture in the 1940s was, we were the hardest working people. We were religious, spiritual to, not to a fault, but to a good fault. We believed in education, and I'm not talking about the one you get today. I'm talking about the real one. We were the most trusted people on the planet. We were we had the most whole families. We bucked the system when the system needed bucking, not because we wanted to use it as an excuse. And I could go on. That was black culture in the 1950s. I said, and then the black culture of the 1960s came into protecting ourselves and being proud of being black. You know, you can look at these black exploitation films and you know, Cleopatra Jones and all this. We were warriors against the system, an oppressive system, a system built by Democrats. That was black culture of the system of the 60s. Black culture of the 80s was about a renaissance of black people, a second renaissance, because the first one came in the 20s with the Harlem Renaissance movement. Dance and couture and things like that. But came the 80s, you got the black people became revived in things. We were, you know, mainstream culturally. We had the high profile blacks like the Jeffersons moving on up to the east side, right? We had Room 222, which was a show about a black school where kids weren't getting kicked out every day. Black educators were actually educating kids and cared about them. And it was a really cool show. Denise Nicholas, one of the most beautiful women in the world, was in that show. And I could go on. With Barefoot in the Park with Scoey Mitchell. It was a middle, middle income black family that was doing great. It wasn't your typical, you know, yes, a boss and all that. So we had that black culture. And then you fast forward to today where kids are wearing their pants under their butt and, you know, got grills and the uniform of the thug and all this. Is that the black, which black culture are you talking about? It's culture. It's American culture. And there are aspects of it that grow, you know, that come and go, but this isn't the, what do you mean? Black culture. You got white people wanting to cultivate black culture like Dolezal. That's the culture she wants, to wear dreadlocks and be a sister? Lots of aspects of black culture. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentist, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I speak often of signs. Let me slow that down. Kevin Jackson here. I speak often of signs. And there are things that you need to be paying attention to. And my good buddy Joe Piscopo was on Cavuto, and they were talking about the Oscars. And I want to get into that, and I'm going to wrap it around quite a bit that's going on. Late night TV, scam artists, they call themselves comedians, Jennifer Lawrence, etc. And maybe we'll finish out the hour with it. There's a lot to talk about in this respect. But there are lots of signs going on that I want you guys to understand as to how you're winning and how you need to recognize these signs. So let's begin with Joe Piscopo being interviewed by Neil Cavuto, and he's talking about the Oscars.
You know, one of my favorite people on the planet, not him, but Joe Piscopo is here to talk about the Academy Awards big show on Sunday night, where they have promised, I guess, they're going to try to tone down the politics somewhat. Jimmy Kimmel indicating he will do the same. What do you think?
I think that Jimmy Kimmel has it in his power to bring the country together on Sunday night, Mr. Caputo. He really does. Every morning on the radio, when we go on the radio, I am, you know, the great communicator? Yeah. I am the great translator, because I see the news. I see the divide. I see the hate. The country has got to come together. And so what we do in the morning, every morning, and as I start watching the news at night, Neil, and I'm going, this is not what we feel. This is not right. The spin. Who's got a special ulterior motive? We translate it in the morning.
And there's a lot of anger, right? I think what the Academy Committee said, you know, tone it down because we're alienating a lot of people.
Yeah, well, good point, but Jimmy's good. Jimmy's so
he's
good.
He's very good, right?
He is good. But he's
also politicized a lot. He's not going after Republicans.
I know.
You know, the Obamacare stuff.
I know, with Mr. Colbert as well. Right. They do it, and people are tired of it. I know because I listen to the people when they call on the radio.
Tone down the politics. Do you think that came out of nowhere? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. By the way, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Tone down the politics. Did that come out of nowhere? Of course not. Of course not. I'm going to prove it to you today. I'm going to prove it to you. Let me tell you what's happening. Hollywood is finally saying, you know what, guys? We got to stop this. We're suffering. Folks, you're winning. We are winning. Now, did anybody go see Red Sparrow? Did you guys see Red Sparrow? If you told me you saw Red Sparrow, seriously, I would have to probably take off this. Let me take this off now. I have to take off this microphone and just go ballistic on you. I don't care. If you want to watch Jennifer Lawrence crap, watch it. I'm going to get into her in just a minute. not in that Chelsea Handler kind of way. But, by the way, I did a Chelsea Handler reference in my speech, and a lot of the old people didn't get it, but the younger people came up to me and were cracking up, going, Kevin, I couldn't believe you said that, but a lot of people went over their heads. And I went, that's okay. A speech should be something for everybody in the audience, and I certainly gave them that. Anyway, back to this. Caputo and Piscopo talking about the Oscars. I didn't watch it. I'm not going to talk about it beyond this. To say they told Jimmy Kimmel, tone it down. Don't make this about Donald Trump. So he's been hired. He's anti-Trump. He's been talking about gun control, talking about Obamacare. If it weren't for Jimmy Kimmel being able to talk about Donald Trump, he wouldn't have a show. He has lost his humor base. Because he doesn't understand how life has changed for him. And really, it's changed for the better. Joe Piscopo says we need to bring the country together. He translates the news Caputo says, yeah, but they're asking him to tone it down. Are you alienating your audience? Bada bing, bada boom. Let me tell you. The Oscars went to Jimmy Kimmel and said, look, we want to hire you, but we need you to tone it down. You think they would have done that if you weren't winning? If conservatism wasn't winning? They specifically went to this dude and said, look, you better not be beating up on Trump people. Your job is to make Hollywood for everybody. Think about this, people. What kind of films do you think are now going to be greenlit and are in the planning phases? Do you think they're really going to keep pushing an anti-Trump, anti-conservative, anti-American, anti-gun message? By the way, Hollywood has never pushed an anti-gun message. The good guy always has a bad behind gun. You know what I'm saying? A bad butt gun. I'm cleaning it up for you. That's what the good guy has. Folks, this is a sign. You can miss it. Let me give you another sign, a Hollywood sign. You want one? Okay. A Harvey Weinstein casting couch appeared in Hollywood. Have you seen this? It's a casting couch. It's like a gold bronze statue. I mean, I say gold. It's bronze, but it, you know, it's like they painted gold over it. And it's got Harvey Weinstein on this kind of, I don't know what you call it, a chaise lounge, and he's got his arm up, and I don't even know if he's in a robe, I can't remember, but, and it's it all over, they posted this thing prominently in Hollywood, I think they took it down, but somebody, in advance of the Oscars, put this there. And they said they're not going to talk about – Kimmel came out publicly and said, no, I'm not going to talk about Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement, sexual harassment and all that because it's all gone. Yeah, it's gone, right? I don't know if you guys know this, but Hollywood's now clean. Yeah, they exorcised it. They brought in that little lady from the Poltergeist, and she said, you are now all clean. And they exorcised it. So Hollywood no longer has a sexual predator problem. Young actresses are now safe to just go and get their movies or whatever else, and you're going to see a host of new faces and all that, and they're all going to have gotten to the top, not by sleeping to the top, but on their merits. Yeah. Look, I'm all I can tell you, you better look at these signs. You got a guy who's anti-Trump, who wants to do, who's going to do the Oscars, and the Oscars tell him, don't make it political. You have somebody, I don't know who it was, who's decided to mock Hollywood and who said, hey, we're going to put this casting couch of Weinstein as a reminder of what you are, what you represent. Conan O'Brien mocked Oprah. Yeah, Conan O'Brien. Do we have that clip? How long is it? Can we play it? What's the length? Yeah, let's play it.
Oprah is in the news in a new interview that she just gave. Oprah said that she asked God if she should run for president, and so far she hasn't heard back. That's what she said. That she hasn't heard back. Yeah, when reached for comment, God said he's still working up the courage to speak to Oprah. Kind of intimidating. God's like...
So there you have it. By the way, Joy Behar even backed off of her statement about Mike Pence's God. Folks, these are signs, and I'm going to give you one of the bigger signs. When we come back, we don't have time to get into it right now. I said I have to cover it too short. All these signs that show that you're winning. Now, they're incremental. They're baby steps. But you have to understand, you're making a difference.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People coming to see me. It's 10,000 people coming to see
me. So is Amy the star of this?
I think Aziz is the star. Amy's, it's like Aziz and Amy, and then there's a bunch of the regular mortals.
You dated Amy, right?
Yes, we did.
Was that fun?
Yeah, we should let me have sex with her and everything, man. It was great. We had a blast.
No, that's good. What do you make of her career?
Oh, I think that everything I touch turns to gold. You know, so of course, I think that she's having a great career, and she should be very thankful for what I've done for her.
That was Anthony Jeselnik, who dated Amy Schumer. He's a funny dude. He's funny. I mean, he admits it. Hey, he admits he dated Amy Schumer, so you got to give him credit for that. Come on. Come on, y'all. Shake. Come on. Give it up. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is how you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. Reason why I bring up Amy Schumer is because one of her BFFs is Jennifer Lawrence. And I've tried to encourage you to look for signs, look differently at the news. If you take the news in literally, you will be devastated. You will be indoctrinated. You will be one of the zombie stooges that walks around the earth going, Hollywood does nothing wrong, and, you know, Barack Obama is amazing, was an amazing president, and Trump should be imprisoned or whatever else. Hillary won the popular vote. You have all these mantras that you repeat if you're part of the idiot class. Or you can look for the signs. I've told you about the signs. Signs that things are changing. Signs that things are not as they seem. And that's what you should be looking for. That's how you should discern the news. And part of it is you don't believe the news. That's strategy one. But now we're getting to the point where the news is going to be tricky. They're going to go, here's a little bit of truth and here's some lies. But let me tell you what's happening right now. There's a big sign going on right now in Hollywood, and it began last night at the Oscars when they supposedly, I didn't watch it, but they didn't talk a lot about politics. It wasn't a bash Trump thing, as all the other galas leading up to this have been. Think about it. The Emmys, the Oscars, the Tonys, the this, that, and the other over the past year have all been bash Trump. Punch him in the face. So we had a year of this. Now we've got Oscars part due under Donald Trump. And you know what they're saying? Don't bash him. At least that's what I heard they didn't bash him. I don't know. I don't watch it. I got some clips. Maybe we'll do. I don't think I want to go. But anyway, here's my point. What happened leading up to that? Jennifer Lawrence said this. She said it was disgusting how Hillary Clinton attacked President Trump supporters and admitted it is, quote, not wise for celebrities to speak about politics because it hurts their careers. Do I need to give you the statistics of Hollywood and what's going on over there over the past year, 2 years even? Well, I happen to have the numbers. These are from 2017, 2016, 2015. Here's what they wrote in Variety. The final number for the 2017 North American box office haul will decline by about 2.5% from last year's record-setting $11.38 billion, even with Star Wars, The Last Jedi, adding more than $500 million. So, in 2017, you knocked Hollywood right in the kisser. You punched them. And even with the $400 million they earned from Star Wars, The Last Jedi, they dropped 2.5%. So Star Wars couldn't save them. They said as of Christmas Day, the domestic total for the year was $10.68 million, or 2.75% behind the same time a year ago. In the final 6 days of 2017, they estimated, because that's when the report was. So the final 2017 number, they said, was around $11.1 billion, $270 million behind last year. And then here are the other numbers. That would mean the final domestic earnings will also finish slightly behind 2015's $11.14 billion, the second highest year on record. And it will be the only the third time the industry has made it to $11 billion. Now you say, well, Kevin, it looks like things are going up. No, no, no. Let me tell you, the expenses of Hollywood have gone up dramatically. The amount of money it took that it's taking to make these films is eating into the profits. So the number has grown, but it's also been declining slightly each year. And last year, even with The Last Jedi coming in with $400 million of those dollars, it made it to $11.1 billion. But take out The Last Jedi and a movie like that, it's a blockbuster, and it would have fallen even more than the 2.5%. Now, that's not by accident, people. That's because of you. That's because of me. I'm not going to see movies. You got a Samuel L. Jackson film, which all of them have him in there and somewhere. He's the black dude in the film. I don't go see it. Jamie Foxx, he doesn't make that many movies, but I don't see him. I don't go see, in fact, I don't go see movies much anymore at all. Now, contrast that. Netflix, by the way, owned by a bunch of Libbies, but at least they play the movies. Netflix is doing well. At least that's what I'm told. Let me go on and finish telling you what Jennifer Lawrence had to say. Jennifer Lawrence, as I said earlier, has been what I believe is an outspoken critic of the Trump administration. She's been part of the Hollywood problem. She's been one of these people that's been talking about, politics from a Hollywood perspective, how she doesn't like it. Her best friend's Amy Schumer, who hates Donald Trump, loved Hillary Clinton. Need I say more? Now, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't followed her particular politics, but I believe she's a lefty. And I've been, I've certainly been following her movie career because everybody made her out to be the best thing since sliced bread. She was the next Kate Hepburn or whoever. I don't know who the big, next Meryl Streep. We know that over the past year, we've watched these Holly weirdos all come out, for the most part, all come out dogging Donald Trump. And there have been a few naysayers. I'm going to go see, by the way, Richard Gere in the remake of the Charles Bronson film. I'm going to go see his. You want to know why I'm going to go watch his film? I just forgot his name. Bruce Willis's film. I'm getting old. The reason I'm going to go watch it is because he wore a Trump hat onto a late night TV show and defended Donald Trump and said, yeah, I'm for Trump. I hope you go see his film, Death Wish. I'm going to go see it. I'm going to support Bruce Willis's film. And the reason for that is because he supports us. So there you go. So anyway, Hollywood is changing. Jennifer Lawrence, who I believe has been anti-Trump, she said she's getting out of movies for a year in order, or whatever time frame, in order to go become politically active. Is she leaving because she's against Trump and says, look, if I'm going to go and become an activist, be an activist, and then I'll go back to movies. Good luck with that. But how do you say that's what your next course of action is going to be? And then you talk about how it was disgusting how Hillary Clinton attacked President Trump supporters, called us deplorables, as you guys know. And she says it's not wise for celebrities to speak out about politics because it hurts their careers. And that's exactly what she's doing. She's speaking out about politics. She says the Democrats made a huge mistake by chastising Trump supporters. And that was disgusting to me. That was in Vanity Fair. Of course, they're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. They're going to vote for Donald Trump. You laughed at them when their plight is very real. Now, here's where they talk about where their politics were. See, I didn't even finish looking at this. Don't look at me like I have to skim. How am I going to get all this information in? Anyway, they said Lawrence, who supported Clinton during the 2016 presidential election, said Trump was, quote, a big, powerful man in a nice suit, pointing at you and going, I'm going to make you rich. It's so appealing. Yeah, that's what America is. America represents that big, powerful person pointing at you saying, I'm going to make you rich. You have an opportunity to really do something with your life. But look, I don't want to get lost in all of that. What I want to remind you is the sign. A staunch Hillary Clinton, Holly Weirdo supporter, or Holly Weirdo who supported Hillary Clinton, she has now backtracked. She's now saying, hey guys, we shouldn't have criticized you. It was a mistake to do it. Hillary Clinton shouldn't have done it. Here's Trump's message, and here's why it resonated. She says, she admitted that wading into politics is not the best path for celebrities to take. I've always thought it was a good idea to stay out of politics. Now, this is where I get into, this is what makes me want to, like, get after people like her. I've always thought it's a good idea to stay out of politics as she wades into politics and campaigns for Hillary Clinton.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about signs. Signs coming from Hollywood that things are changing. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you some predictions. You're going to see a lot less rancor out of Hollywood based on Donald Trump's performance in 2018 than you did in 2017. Now, that doesn't make me Nostradamus, because it's already happened. The Oscars, from what I'm told, I didn't watch it, but I got some preliminary stuff, and they said Jimmy Kimmel was not supposed to talk bad, you know, make it about politics. That's what I was told. You guys can verify if that happened or not. But that's number one. Number two, you're going to hear less about. Now, this is a prediction. I don't know if it's there's been any vindication or validation of this so far. But you're going to hear a lot less coming out of Hollywood about Donald Trump, against Donald Trump. And here's the next prediction. At some point, you're going to hear more Hollywood people saying positive things about Donald Trump than you have in the past. They're suddenly going to soften. They're not going to come out and say, I support him. They're going to say things like, well, I do support Trump's policy on, and you're going to start hearing that type of thing. You're going to start hearing him talk about the tax benefits and how it's helped the poor and helped the middle class and things like this. It won't be positive for Trump. It'll be positive for Trump's policies. That's going to be that buffer zone for the Holly weirdos. Now, we've been talking about Jennifer Lawrence, who's pretty much done a mea culpa. She said it was disgusting how Hillary Clinton attacked Trump supporters. She didn't say this during the cycle, during the 2016 election, the 18th election cycle. She said it after the fact. But she said it was disgusting how Hillary Clinton attacked President Trump supporters and said it's not wise for celebrities to get involved into politics because it hurts their careers, and it certainly has hurt hers. It's like the NFL. Kaepernick, who spoke out, you know, on behalf of Black Lives Matter and such, not only has it hurt Kaepernick's personal career, but it has hurt the NFL. And folks, you can make all the parallels or whatever that you want, or you can dismiss them, but there are plenty of evidence that when you're bucking Donald Trump, you find yourself in big trouble. And this is because it is not about Donald Trump. When Target said, we're going to make transgender bathrooms the norm, that wasn't about Donald Trump. That was about America. America doesn't care about the transgender community. They don't. What America cares about is letting human beings do what they want and staying out of the business of the politics of humans. Yeah, I know that sounds weird, but I'm saying when the government wants to get involved into transgender bathrooms, into bathrooms where places where people just go to use the bathroom, that tells you how intrusive it can become. And then when capitalists take that on, it's not good. Starbucks, who decided it was going to chime in on refugee resettlement and promise to hire illegal refugees coming into this country, Donald Trump, all he had to do was say, look at how stupid they're behaving. And you responded. It wasn't about Trump, folks. It was about America. The Democrats underestimate us all the time. And you know what? You're finally making them pay. The NFL paid. And you know who's paying the most? Colin Kaepernick, a dude who had a $126 million contract over, I don't know, 7 years or so, now sits in his home waiting to see when the phone's going to ring on some cop shooting of a black guy who the black guy probably deserved it. Colin's like, got the bat line, the black line, ready to go. And you know what? It ain't going to ring. Sorry, Pavlov, you're not getting a meal. Or Pavlov's dog, you're not getting a meal. So people are starting to recognize it. Starbucks took a tumble. Target took a tumble. The NFL's taking a tumble. Hollywood, despite the numbers, they lost 2.5% over the previous year. They're relying on Black Panther to bail them out this year. Why do you think they got all the hype going over that? It ain't going to do it. Hollywood's numbers will go down again. 2.5% last year, not a lot, right? Go ask a manufacturer, do you want to lose 2.5% year over year for the next 4 years, 5 years, 6 years? Ask any manufacturer worth its weight. Would that be okay with you? I already know the answer. So Jennifer Lawrence comes out and says the Democrats made this big mistake. Said you push people to vote for Trump. Let me tell you something. Hillary Clinton didn't push anybody to vote for Trump when she called us deplorable. She pushed people to vote for Trump when she declared she was going to be a candidate for the left. We already know what we're going to get. More of the same. More lies, more duplicitous Democrat progressive politics. That's what we were going to get. She went on to say this. Jennifer Lawrence, 25% of America identifies as liberal, and I need more than 25% of Americans to go see my movies. It's not wise, career speaking, to talk about politics. But she said, when Donald Trump got sworn into office, that effing changed. Really? I'll tell you what changed. What changed is how people started viewing Holly weirdos, and rightfully so. Let me tell you something, folks listening. If you've got kids that are part of the, you know, look, we've all, you know, been in the thing where, I mean, I had a poster of Farrah Fawcett in my room. I thought she was a doll. You know, I mean, I thought she was one of the most beautiful women in the world. But however you view, your kids can't respect Hollywood or some entertainer more than they respect you. They can't. I can tell you, my sons, if I go, I don't like, good example, I'm not a LeBron James fan. I can't stand him. I can't stand Stephen Curry. Jerseys cut up, burned, you know, they don't want him. I mean, it's like, if dad doesn't like it, then we don't care. We don't want it. Good for them. I'm not forcing them. So that's what it should be. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this change that Jennifer Lawrence is talking about. Because I've chronicled her movies, and I've done a segment on it in the past. If you guys want to look it up at kjradio.com, I said Jennifer Lawrence is overrated, and they made a big deal about her. But if you take her biggest movies out, the Hunger Games, the whatever the number of Hunger Games there have been, she's a B-list actress that practically nobody knows. But she's retiring and not retiring. You know, she's going into hiatus for a little bit because she's going to deal with politics, not as a movie maker. And my suspicion is that it wasn't Jennifer's choice to stop making films. I believe the studio said, you know what, Jennifer? Your films just aren't doing that well anymore. So you might want to take a break. And the politics of it is the reason for it. Jimmy Kimmel, host of the Oscars. I said early in the broadcast, I bet you that the Academy or whoever handles the Oscars said, look, Jimmy, you got to lay off Trump stuff. It's crushing us. It's killing our viewership. Here's what I can tell you. I haven't looked. The Oscars did worse this year than it did the year before. All those shows that are dedicated to these Holly weirdos and their self-indulgent, you know, oh, I want to win an Oscar because I'm black or I'm a woman and we're not well represented. You know, the Guatemalan midgets haven't won enough Oscars. All of them are dropping. Because you know what? America's sick of these self-indulgent, very wealthy people who want their trophies and want to have an avenue to come bash us, the people who get out there and slug it out every day to work for a living. Back to Jennifer Lawrence. Her new movies, Red Sparrow, opened in 3,000 theaters on Friday of last week, $1,972 per theater, so she made $6 million. Let's just say she's no Black Panther. $6 million, less than $2,000 a theater, which means that 200 people, you know, the $10 ticket, went to see her movie, 200 people per theater on a Friday for a blockbuster movie star opening. Now, here's the review of it. It says, Jennifer Lawrence, Red Sparrow spy, is no James Bond or Jason Bourne or Jack Bauer or even, for the older folks, Emmer Peel. But that's all good. In the new thriller based on Jason Matthews' novel, the actress stars as a Russian rookie secret agent who's more liable to use sex as a weapon, say, a switchblade in her stilettos, though the film is still pretty violent. So she's going to use sex as her weapon. It got 2.5 out of 4 stars from somebody else. I mean, from one of these, you know, people that rate movies. And I bet it's not even worth 2.5 stars. But so that's her new thriller. And it opens, and she can't raise more than $2,000. And by the way, opening day is supposed, that's huge. So I don't know what it's going to be for the weekend. But $2,000 a theater on opening day. Pretty lame. Now, I don't know what Black Panther did in comparison, but a lot better.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.